get things started with a bit of news from the underwater world. And for as long as there have been man-made boats and ships, there have been marine hitchhikers that have grabbed a ride, sticking onto hulls and causing trouble by increasing drag. Barnacles are the biggest problem, and now scientists have uncovered the gene that stops them from settling on surfaces, painted with a potential new anti-fouling agent that's being trialled in the EU, a veterinary sedative called medetomidine. When free-swimming barnacle larvae encounter metatomidine, it makes them hyperactive, kicking their legs and wriggling about so they don't settle down and turn into adults. When they swim away, the effect reverses, so the larvae happily move off and settle somewhere else. Well, a research team led by Anders Blomberg from the University of Gothenburg have identified the gene responsible for barnacles sensing and responding to the chemical. In the past, the main anti-fouling chemical was tributyl tin, or TBT, but in 2008, it was banned worldwide because of its persistent toxic effects on marine ecosystems and possibly people as well. So the search has been on for a suitable alternative, and metatomidine was thought to be it. But lab studies published earlier this year by Anna Lenquist, also at the University of Gothenburg, identified possible ecological impacts this new antifouling agent might also be having, including causing fish to lose their dark skin pigments, reducing their camouflage against predators, and it also seems to affect their livers. While it's unclear just whether or not metatomidine will leach into the marine environment in significant quantities to have any impacts, this does suggest we need to tread really carefully. But hopefully, by understanding the molecular pathway that keeps barnacles at bay, should lead towards highly selective treatments that only affect those unwanted hitchhikers, while leaving the rest of the marine world well alone.
Because barnacles are pretty cool animals. I think a lot of people wouldn't necessarily realise that they're crustaceans. So they're closely related to crabs and prawns and lobsters and all sorts of things. And also, interestingly, and perhaps a little, you know, naughty fact here, they have the longest penis of any animal in the world, I think. Of any creature, they have the longest penis, which is interesting and also a little bit naughty.